This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the Shut Up and Speak Hour on The Usual Suspects. That's contradictory.
Shut up and speak.
Shut up and
he
speak.
He did tell you, yeah. Instead of hot, Nick goes, shut up and speak.
Yeah, I wanted him to shut up so I can put his mic on, then he can speak.
What was the, don't you, what was it, nobody makes me bleed my own blood?
Or you shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
That's the one that Tony.
That's in Wedding Crashers. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
My buddy Tony from the Rockets uses that one all the time. And you just the perplexed faces that he gets when people try to analyze it in their mind. So you shut your mouth when you're talking to me. And you get,
What?
Wait, huh? Okay.
Does not compute, sir.
Yeah.
By the way, the other Gilbert said Norm Chow never, wasn't Norm Chow ever head coach? But he was an OC for a long time. So there's your Asian delegation. Mm-hmm. There you go. Good job, the other Gilbert.
So, hour one, full of all the coaching carousel in the NFL, and again, the only vacancy still out there happens to be the Cleveland Browns. They have committed, at least publicly, to saying they hope to have their coach in place by Saturday. So, we'll see what happens there, and they've said they'll hire their coach first, then their general manager. I'll tell you this, the guy's name that I think, and he got more looks last year, but in terms of teams looking for a general manager, I just think Louis Riddick would be a guy that a lot of franchises should consider more. He has a ton of experience in player personnel, in the front office with different NFL teams. He was a finalist in San Francisco until they hired John Lynch, a former player with no general manager experience, who got that gig.
Yeah.
I would think Louis Riddick should get more looks.
I don't know.
Oh,
I know. You like him.
I do.
You salivate over him.
I don't salivate over him.
You think he's hot?
I like Brian Clark, too. You like white. So there's the difference that we have right now. You're the owner that likes the white guys, and I like Ryan Clark, and I like Louis Riddick. So there you go. All right. We got that settled.
That's right. Hey, surprise.
What's that?
Red Sox are cheaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Suck it, baseball.
So for all of this that said the investigation from Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball was now solely focused on the Astros and it was going to be an in-depth probe.
Not so fast, my friend.
Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic reporting and writing a long article today on the fact that the Red Sox not only were stealing signs and cheating, they were using their video room. And they were doing things that the Astros were being accused of. First of all, it can only help the Astros case in terms of the punishment and everything. Now, because of, I don't know if it's because of that or not. But
well, it's ironic, first of all, that it's Alex Cora and the Red Sox and when he just came from the Astros. So, you know, you learn how to cheat from the best and then you go off and use your skills.
Yeah. And then the Yankees are still being, of course, being brought into the fray because of the fact that they used the Yes Network cameras and they did similar things. You couldn't determine that they used their own unmanned camera that was set up solely for the purpose of stealing signs. But what it leads everybody to finally believe in and understand is everyone's doing it. It's just the different means that they go and how far they'll go to get the results that they want. It's been going on forever in the league. It's just where the illegalities are supposedly happening are using electronic devices and recording devices and computers. And
oh, and by the way, now the Major League Baseball is also looking into the Chicago White Sox.
So I mean,
for having done similar things with the video room. So this is a league-wide
epidemic.
And there was somebody that tweeted it out and said, look, I'm not a reporter, so I don't break, but I have information from various sources that says this goes way deeper in baseball. And the ways that people cheated are going to be so fantastical and so ridiculous that they will almost be unbelievable. So just prepare yourselves, baseball fans, because this is a league-wide issue that's going to have to be addressed. Now, that is when, if you're an Astros fan, you're like, whew, thank goodness.
Because now the word comes out, Major League Baseball saying within the next 2 weeks, the decision should come in and punishment should be handed down, and they are expecting it to be very massive in terms of the Astros.
Sure.
And it could be suspensions of Luno and A.J. Hinch and obviously a bunch of other things.
All the trash cans
fines
are suspended.
And, yeah.
There's going to be no trash cans in Minute Maid for a couple of months. There's just going to be trash everywhere because no cans are allowed. It's going to be awful. No bats allowed to bang on trash cans.
But because that's the thing. So now you look at all of this and you say if everyone's doing it, it's got to help the Astros' case in terms of what Major League Baseball finally decides to do. But to me, they should have said nothing until, because the fact that they narrowed it down and pointed the finger solely at the Astros for a couple of weeks, everybody was just assuming the worst and thinking that they were the only team on the planet that was doing this. And now the truth comes out again, and we find out that it wasn't just the Apple Watch.
Sure.
And there were multiple teams that were doing it, that, you know, hopefully it helps the Astros' case in terms of what the punishments are going to be.
Well, go ahead.
So my whole thing is, it very, very clearly states in the report that this cheating was going on during the regular season as opposed to the playoffs. And I'm just not going to be that gullible dude and sit here and say, well, you know what? The reason why they did it in the regular season is because the MLB did not have any official in any of the replay rooms. And that's the reason why they were able to go to the replay room, focus in on the catcher and see the sequence and then walk to the dugout, which is just steps away from the replay room, and relay that information. You know, don't sit here and tell me that once the MLB introduced someone in the replay room during the playoffs to monitor all that, that they didn't look for another way to cheat, that the cheating just stopped during the regular season. And that's my big issue, because Boston Red Sox fans are going to sit here and say, well, look, they did it during the regular season. Stop. Teams cheat. When they find an advantage, they're going to absolutely exploit it if they feel like they can get away with it. And it's a matter of you getting caught or not. And I'm not going to sit here and say that the Boston Red Sox cheated during the regular season but didn't do anything in the playoffs. They saw that MLB official in that replay room, and they looked for another way to cheat.
Stay on the theme Sure. You just said there, Nick, because the other thing is, if you're going to think that you're being forward-thinking and advanced and allowing iPads and technology in the dugouts, then you better brace yourself for the fact that they're not going to use it just for hitting sequence videos on pitchers. They're going to use it to get any advantage they can get. And that's why when you saw Aaron Judge with that iPad during the playoffs and all of a sudden he saw that the camera was on him, it was like, whoops, hey, whoop. Because you know what? We all know, just as easily as you can bring up a file to see the last five times that Will Harris pitched for the Astros, you can bring up a file that says, hey, what are the signs going on here? What are they doing here? What is he tipping pitches with? So, fact of the matter is, the more you think you're being progressive by putting all the electronics and the things in the dugout, just like the other leagues are doing, you see it in the NFL with the surface pads, you see it in the NBA with the iPads on the bench, but just as well as you're supposed to be using that just for better preparation, teams are going to be using it for whatever they can use to get an advantage.
The fact of the matter is that as this game evolves and the ways to cheat evolves. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be that you stole signs. It used to be that you used emery boards and Vaseline, and you know, now then it was pine tar yeah. and now it's video, and this has always been a thing in baseball. And so
the clear.
Yeah, that was a big one. I think the big thing to me is you have to take it with a grain of salt. Like, what are we really talking about here? Are you talking about materially affecting the outcome of the game in a way like corking a bat? Or are you just using tools to your advantage? You still have to decipher what the signs are. All right. You still have to figure it out, and you have to figure out a way to relay that in and everything else. I think this is being blown out of proportion, because you know what? You still have to hit it at the end of the day.
That's the thing.
We saw on the Zapruder-style film that old boy, John Boy or whatever, broke down. They went 3-up, 3-down in the inning that he claimed that they were cheating and banging the trash cans. So what really was the outcome of the cheating inning?
At the end of the day,
you still have to execute.
Of all things we're seeing stupid teams cheat with, don't the Astros get more credit and should get less punishment because they used the damn Neanderthal garbage can?
Yeah.
They didn't use, like, you know, a computer blowhorn or something like that.
To me, stealing a sign is different than recording a practice like what the Patriots would do. Because now you're talking about a game plan. Now you're talking about
signals.
Now you're talking about not just signals necessarily, but you're talking about, well, if we record their practice and they script their plays, we might know, okay, when they line up in this position, this is the play that's coming. That's a lot different to me. And you still have to execute. Even at that point, you still got to stop the man in front of you.
Sure, but I say signals because I know for a fact that part of the things they were looking for is in practice, they would change their in-game signals.
Yeah.
And suddenly a signal that meant that they were going to drop in the last minute into coverage, into a zone, meant that they were going to bring the kitchen sink and you're going to do blitz. And if you knew that signal, then guess what? You had a substantial advantage in the game planning. And that's why the Patriots did it. And that's why these things have come into play.
I think that you're going to see Major League Baseball have to either back off of their stance. And what sucks for the Astros is I think they're going to be made an example of.
Sure they are.
And then the rest of these punishments are not going to be as severe as what the Astros are going to get because it's going to be so rampant across baseball that they'd be like, well, damn, we can't suspend everybody. We won't have a sport.
See, that's why I think if you're the MLB commissioner, because when did a lot of this cheating happen? It happened when replay was introduced. When was replay introduced? Was it 2014? You sent a memo out last year to all the MLB teams that you're saying electronic stealing is not going to be taken lightly. Any reporter right now can go to one of these snitching ass former employees looking to get back at their team and get 2-3 people to say something about them cheating. So if I were you, I'd go back all the way back to 2014 and start handing out punishments to everybody. Because guess what? That's when it all started. That's when you had access to that information. And just, I've had a lot of snitching in my life. You snitching assholes, stop it. If you're a former employee and you're not a part of that team, quit being a snitching asshole and just being so hateful because you're no longer a part of the team. That is so weak.
Or Mike Fiers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. With an axe to grind. Here's the thing that really surprises me, though, because we're laughing about the garbage can. But with as technologically advanced as everybody is these days, it's amazing that there isn't, right on the big scoreboard, as close to the batter's eye as you can get in the corner. It's amazing that a team hasn't gotten to the point where if that corner flashes a red light or a green light, the hitter can have an easier way than pounding a garbage can to see it. That's the only thing that's amazing to me. With all the technology they're already using, it's surprising that a team that's so advanced in technology wouldn't have a way with their laptop to be able to get that little corner of the scoreboard to where the hitter just doesn't have to listen for the garbage can while he's focused on the pitcher right above his head in the corner of the big screen. You can just have something that pops up on the scoreboard.
That might be too obvious. That might be way too obvious.
I think the red light, green light is, but I mean, you could have just a light that goes on or you know, certain things that happen, and that would be the indicator.
I think the solution to all of this is just allow signs to be given from the dugout into an earpiece. Then you have no way of
it's like stealing. Football, right? Like, the way they call in play.
Exactly. You call in the play, you don't have to give signs, you just straight to the headpiece.
That's a good idea.
Catcher and pitcher have that. Problem solved. Now the catcher doesn't have to put down a sign.
Because otherwise it's up to the team to just get more elaborate in the way that you're putting the signals out there. There has to be a different way. You know, because a lot of times that's why guys, like you said, grab their shin guard sometimes or, you know, do certain things that become the adjustment instead of fingers between the legs of the catcher.
Yep.
So there you go. There's that. Well, again, the Major League Baseball says within the next 2 weeks they should have a decision on the cheating, as they were calling it on the Astros. But now it seems like they're back to square one and that there are more teams to punish. Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Terms and conditions apply.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city as we're getting some passionate discussion in today.
Just real quick, I want to add this, and I won't go on a long rant about this. But if I were Ken Rosenthal, All right. Uh-huh. I would literally go back to 2014. Now, I'm not sure if it was the 13-14 season it was introduced, replay was introduced, but we can just start with the 15 World Series champs, the Kansas City Royals. Them and Ned Yost and everybody following that year that was no longer employed by Kansas City, I guarantee you'll find a snitch over there talking about how the Kansas City Royals cheated. I guarantee you can do the same thing for the Cubs, the Astros, the Red Sox, and the Nationals. Anybody who are former employees will be absolutely willing to. It's almost a cheap story for a reporter like Ken Rosenthal, because he can literally just talk to three people and they will absolutely trash talk that team if they are no longer working for him. That's how cheap and easy it is.
Could be.
You mentioned Rosenthal. Let's also bring up Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan has been the leader in the clubhouse wanting to punish the Astros. From everything from the cheating scandal to the way they went out and traded for Osuna and the way they flippantly handled it and all the other things in between, including the stuff that with the media and the way it did all these things. But yet, the same way with the same passion that he wrote an article a week or two ago about how arrogant the Astros were to trade for Roberto Osuna and the way they brushed off all the questions about possible criticism. They should have done the same thing with the Yankees because domestic abuse was just involved in a suspension for Herman, one of their starting pitchers, who was suspended for 81 games. Where's Jeff Passan's 18-paragraph article now? Where is his tweets criticizing the Yankees? He won't do it. And part of the reason why is because he's afraid of the ramifications because of the big market in New York and because of all the big bosses from all the different entities that are in and around New York. I don't mind you calling out the Astros, but with the same fervor and passion and the way you go about it that you did with the Astros, do the same damn thing when other teams do it too.
Yeah, I bet you he won't. Like, he used to work for the Kansas City Star before he went to Yahoo. I guarantee you he wouldn't start investigating the Royals. I just know he wouldn't. I know he wouldn't. You know?
I didn't realize he was such an Astros hater.
Oh, my God. In the last couple of weeks and months, every chance he gets, he's attacking the Astros. He's calling for the stiffest of punishments. He's really just trying to compromise all of their accomplishments because of this cheating and because of the way they've arrogantly handled everything from the assistant GM that got fired for his actions and all these other things. And it's like, why don't you do the same thing when the Yankees do it or the Red Sox do it? The same way with this cheating scandal. You know, if the cheating scandal is one thing, but then with domestic abuse, you say, well, they went out and traded for Osuna, and the way they handled it was flippant, and they didn't pay enough attention to the facts in the case, which say that Osuna went over the top in what he did. He basically was not acquitted, but there was never punishment that was verified. There was because of the fact that they couldn't prove it. So the fact of the matter is, why aren't you going with the same vigor, the same passion that you did over the Osuna story to the Yankees now with Herman?
I would agree. If you're going to point it out, if you're going to go that route,
just be fair about it.
Yep, I'm with you.
That's the stuff that annoys me too. It's like the homers. The homers with all the blogs and all these other things. I mean, you have such...
Leave Vin DeBoe's out of this, Joel. Did I say that out loud?
You have such rose-colored glasses
my bad.
That you think that your own team and your own players can do no wrong. But when the same kind of stats or the same incidents happen with other teams, you want to rip them a new one.
I almost said something really mean.
Please do.
About Ben.
I mean, it's been going around. Everybody's been. Go ahead.
I don't even know that dude. I know he's
blocked. I don't
either. No, I'm not going to say it. It was disgusting. It was nice. I just noticed, though.
A mouthful?
I was just going to say, I feel like his esophagus would be lined with red and yellow.
Yeah, that wasn't nice.
That wasn't nice at all. See, I told you guys made me say it.
I didn't
want to say it.
That was really Joel encouraging you. I felt like that was Joel.
I asked a question. He said, I never met him. I said, I don't really know him either. And he's like, well, I mean what I was going to say. He wanted to say it.
I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. I mean, I'm not sorry, but I apologize.
You're blocked.
You're definitely not sorry.
You're going to be blocked by the end of the day.
You do not care.
I don't care.
When the rowdies start.
Put it this way.
Texting him.
He's been a jerk to too many people that I'm friends with, so I don't care. Whatever.
I appreciate you having my back like that.
Yeah, and Nick and AJ and a whole bunch of others, too. But I just noticed something. You know, I've been eating these cough drops like candy. They have inspiring messages on my cough drops.
Really? Anything about snitches?
No, it just says push on, inspire envy, conquer today. Do I really need my cough drops to? It's like a fortune cookie.
Inspire envy.
You're under the weather. Yeah. How are you going to do any of that?
I don't know. It's just that's a weird thing that Halls is doing. Like, yeah, I'm gonna pull over another one. Let's see. It's like getting a fortune every time you eat a cough drop. Let's see. What is this one? Impress yourself today. I did. I got up before noon. That was pretty impressive. Seize the day.
Did you walk out in the living room naked again?
Nothing you can't handle. Buckle down and push forth. This all just sounds like, you know.
A lot of pushing.
Yeah, that's. I don't know why Halls was like, you know what we need to make our cough drops better? Inspiring messages on the wrappers that no sick person is going to read at all because they're too sick to give a care. But there they are
I thought you
in all their glory.
To find the Indian shooting the star on the wrapper.
What?
The Tootsie Pops forever. You know that? You never knew that?
What are you talking about?
The good. If you got a Tootsie Pop.
Okay, first of all, the way you say it
Tootsie
just
Pop.
Sounds...
A Tootsie Pop. How would you like me to say it? A Tootsie Pop.
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
A Tootsie Pop. I'm trying to say it differently for you. I mean,
okay, so
Tootsie Pop.
What the hell is on a Tootsie Pop?
They have all these different... They have little, like, figures and characters and things like that, but...
It's almost like paper memes or something.
Yeah, but for years, if it was good luck if your Tootsie Pop rapper had an Indian shooting a star.
Like,
there's a
what
full Indian like this, and at the
wow.
end of the bow and arrow was
the
star.
Bow and arrow? Okay, so you had a Native American.
I can't call him an Indian now.
I mean,
they were of Indian descent.
You had a Native American that had a bow, and on the end of the bow
was a star.
The arrow was a star.
The tip of the arrow was a star.
Okay,
that's supposed to be good luck. It was been that way forever.
Really?
On wrappers of Tootsie Pops. Did you know that, Nick?
There's like, I know about the little picture, like, meme thing on inside the Tootsie Pop wrappers. It looked like pictures, like little drawings.
That's what he's talking about. And one of them, if you saw.
No, I'm talking about the outside of the wrapper.
I don't remember the outside.
Around really? The logo that says Tootsie Pop. There might be a fish. There might be different people and animals and things like that. But if you could find the Indian shooting the star, it was good luck. The whatever you called it.
Native American.
The Native American shooting the star.
Jeez. And that was considered good luck?
I didn't call him a Redskin or Chief Wahoo.
What kind of whack-ass Midwestern...
Why is it Midwest?
Keep calling him Midwestern.
All right, now you're pissing me off.
What kind of whack-ass Midwestern hokey-pokey...
Why does it have to be Midwest? It's a fact.
Foolishness, are you...
If that damn... If Tootsie Pops were made in Texas, screw you.
I don't think Tootsie Pops were made in Texas.
For your argument,
we're going to find this out.
Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
This is probably made in like Hershey's, Pennsylvania or something. Tootsie Pop. Okay. All right. I'm going to look it up. Do your read. I'm going to find this.
You go take the Hershey Highway to Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute.
All right. So, hey, we're about halfway through the show. Second half still to go. Before we do that, I want to tell you about Guys Night Out. It's coming up. Rockets are on the road against Atlanta tomorrow night, then OKC. Then they come back. And, boy, do they got a big game coming up on January the 15th. It's the Trailblazers coming to Toyota Center. It's Carmelo Anthony. It's Damon Lillard. It's your chance to see a great game between the Rockets and the Blazers, a Western Conference tilt. And the tickets, well, they're priced really, really well right now. You can get a ticket for as low as $29, and you get a choice of beer or soda, a large hot dog, and a Rockets bottle opener, as well as a ticket to the game. It's a great way to spend a night out in Houston. Get your friends, get your family, and get on board, because all you got to do is come up with $29. You get a ticket, a beer or a soda, a hot dog, and a bottle opener as you watch the Rockets take on the Blazers at Toyota Center on January the 15th. Check it out now, and for all the details on tickets and other things, always go to Rockets.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets. So grab your tickets today. Go to Rockets.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. second half of the show. Barry, do tell the peeps of a little research you were able to do during the break.
All right, so first of all, Tootsie Rolls were invented in...
Tootsie Pops.
No, it started as a Tootsie Roll. The Tootsie Pop has a Tootsie Roll center, Joel. Leo Hirschfeld, an Austrian Jewish immigrant of the United States, is the one that invented the Tootsie Roll in New York. So that's where it all
He's interviewing
starts.
For the Giants defensive coordinator.
But the Tootsie Pop, there's a couple things. Redeemable wrappers. At some point, a rumor began that the lollipop wrappers, which bore three unbroken circles, were redeemable for free candy. And that rumor was untrue. And some stores redeemed lollipop wrappers with the, quote, shooting star, bearing an image of a child dressed as a Native American aiming a bow and arrow at a star. And you could redeem that for a free sucker. So not only was it good luck, you could have Big Boy Joel could have been getting a free Tootsie Pop.
Big Boy Joel didn't need all any these, more free Tootsie Pop all back these then, years. I can tell you that. But here's the thing.
It was clearly
in the Midwest.
It was clearly up to the store owner. One convenience store in Iowa, for example, gave candy away with the children asked.
No, that's the Midwest.
Yeah,
exactly. New York is not the Midwest.
All right, and then there's the lick test. You want to hear about the lick test?
They used to do commercials about that. They?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
Oh, yeah, pump? I remember that. Those commercials.
So a student study at Purdue University concluded.
10,000.
How many do you think? 10,000?
I'm going to say 10,000.
How many do you think?
Way too high.
Okay.
Your technique is terrible, by the way. Your women must be like, oh, my God, 10,000 licks?
I'm going to go 69.
Good Lord, what are you doing? Just do the ABCs and get it over with. The what?
I'm going to go 69.
No, it's not, you dirty bird. A study concluded that it took an average of 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop using a, quote, licking machine. If you're doing 10,000, Nick, you're a licking machine, too. I'm just going to tell you right now.
If you're a college kid researching that study, you don't think you're utilizing the licking machine on weekends?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nights?
Isn't that a whole category on Pornhub? What is that machine called? That Sabian or whatever? So they had a licking machine that it took 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. But it took students, they had 20 students do it, and on average it took them 252 licks. So there you go.
It's not even the 3 o'clock hour with the parental pickup line, and look what we've done.
And then there was another study, University of Michigan, concluded it took 411 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. So it's all over the map.
Were you blow pop guys?
I'm not answering they that on the grounds. I might incriminate myself.
The Charms blow pop.
Mm-hmm. Those were legit.
Way better than the Tootsie Pop.
Way better.
I would agree with that.
I was
100%.
Never a Tootsie Pop fan, but my only disappointment with the best part of the blow pop was you would crunch it, and then you'd have the outer shell mixed in with the gum.
The gum. Absolutely.
That was so great, but that gum didn't last very long. It was like Fruit Stripes gum. Boy, it would wear out quick.
I'm surprised more people didn't choke in Little League. Yeah. But in Little League, because you wanted to emulate all the Major League Baseball players that dipped and chewed,
yeah,
you would get the blow pop, you'd cut the stick off, and then you'd look like the big leaguer with the chaw in,
yeah.
And then eventually it would turn into gum, and then you could just play the rest of the game chewing gum.
That's right. Well, we used to actually get the big league chew.
That too.
Yeah, and just shove that
with
in
the
your
pouch,
mouth. Yeah,
you have shredded gum.
I told you I was such a
love
nerd.
That.
I wanted to dip so bad that I would take a can of they used to sell that tape gum and look like
did.
A dip can.
Yes, they did.
And then I wanted to be such a nerd to dip that I would take raisins and crush them up and put them in there and make it look like dip. What a dork.
Raisin? You were that guy
what a nerd.
You were that guy that wouldn't get the ear piercing, but you would get like the magnet ear that went behind the earlobe. That's what you would do.
The fake
earring. You had the fake earring.
No, I actually had my ear pierced, but I would totally do that.
You remember
totally
those little magnet deals and it made dudes look like they had an ear pierced?
I was the a-hole that just had the car antenna but no phone inside back in the day.
Actually, I didn't have either of those, but
that would have been me.
Dude, yeah. Beef jerky.
Oh, my bad. See, you did
beef
it too.
Beef jerky. No, look. Because when I was 12, my best friend was 2 years older than me, Mike Taylor, and he wanted us to all try chewing tobacco.
Okay.
And I tried it, and
Skull
about
Bandits,
90
baby.
Seconds later,
threw up.
I threw up. I
did Skull Bandits when I was in junior high. Nope. Now, remember, you guys, when I say I took raisins and put them in a dip can to make, you're talking about a guy that smoked Lipton tea thinking he would get high, okay? Wow. Not the sharpest tool in the shed in junior high and elementary
you
school.
You smoked Lipton tea?
Yeah.
Bro, how'd that go for?
My buddy Ross said it would get us high. It didn't get us high.
Oh, you're going to blame it on Ross
it
now.
It hurt.
Ross yeah,
why is it
going to
be Ross's fault?
I'm just saying, Ross was like, this will get you high. And I was like, well, let's do it, buddy.
So when I was in high school, some of my teammates dipped.
Okay.
And there was all this big challenge. I didn't go to raisins. I knew that beef jerky, when chewed up, looks a hell of a lot like a dip.
Wait, so you were a grown-ass man?
I'm in high school.
Okay, I was in junior high and elementary school. You were in high school trying to convince your friends that you were dipping by putting
beef
jerky?
I had to throw up again, so I put beef jerky in there. And you know what? It served its purpose, and everybody looked at it and goes, damn, what flavor is that? I go, oh,
peppercorn.
This is the deep smoked. Oh, this deep wood smoked.
This is garlic chew.
Garlic. It worked.
This is teriyaki dip.
Instead of being the stupid one, my teammates were pretty dumb because they believed me.
They would just buy it.
It just passed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I would have never thought to do that. I don't know. I wanted to be like I used to watch ball players, and like you said, sure. I wanted to dip. And my mom, of course, wasn't going to have it. So I did the old raisins in the fake dip can thing, and I would thump it and everything. I was a dumbass. And then, yeah, I smoked tea leaves. Don't recommend that at all.
Yeah. I don't think that was never intended to
work. No. Ross was a son of a bitch for that. That burned. That hurt. It was not smart. That was not smart at all.
So y'all rolled this stuff like a typical rolling paper and actually consumed it?
Yeah.
And how many puffs did it take for you to realize that this
was... The first. Wow. I was like, well, this isn't good. That's not nice at all. Yeah, and the worst part was and I shouldn't even say this out loud.
Oh, yeah, you should.
We didn't have any rolling papers, so we used a blank page from the Bible.
Oh now you're
you never done
religious?
That?
No. What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
You're absolutely insane, Barry. What do you mean I used the... What did you do?
You used you pages never heard of that? The Bible for rolling paper?
Yeah, we did that once.
You just caught the express train to hell.
Oh, well, can you say Satan?
I mean, that was we were young and dumb. We were trying to be cool. We didn't break any laws. There's no law against... Look, we had people tell me to smoke weed out of an apple yesterday. That's the original sin, by the way. I hope you know, eating an apple. That cursed us all, so don't give me that. I'm trying.
Use pages
yeah.
of the Bible.
There's a blank. There's always
papers.
There's always
wait
a blank
for it, wait
one up
for it
front.
To smoke tea.
Lipton tea.
Mark Villalobos tweeted a picture of those magnet earrings that Barry used to wear.
Not the smartest guy in the world when I was a kid. I just wanted to be cool. That's all. Oh, yeah. I didn't
those
wear
are
those.
Hilarious.
No, I had a hoop earring, though. I did. I had I pierced my left ear. I had the hoop earring. Never had a cross. Just a hoop. Always a hoop.
What's our big dude? Our U of H Scott?
Oh yeah,
Scott Deere Park.
Scott
still has the dangly
still got
Barry
the
Bonds
LT
cross.
Dangling cross.
Yeah, he definitely
that's coming
does.
Back. A lot of NFL guys last weekend were wearing the
I can't
when
wait
they,
to
the
see
helmet
you wear
came
yours.
Up. We went nope.
Have you ever had your ear pierced?
Nope.
Really?
Never.
Nick, you did
no
right?
no piercings, no tattoos. Never even considered.
I'm with you
it.
With both.
You never had an ear piercing?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Never. I never really wanted one. I never really.
I feel
found
like you
appeal.
Got close to getting your nose pierced because of Tupac.
It would look
I feel
so
like you were
bad.
Like, yeah, I'll
Speaking
do that.
Of that.
And I might even do my belly button. Did you?
No,
you almost got
no.
your belly button pierced.
Eyebrow
don't
maybe.
Lie.
The eyebrow maybe.
You would have done
the
your
belly
eyebrow?
Button. I considered the eyebrow.
Are you some emo bitch? What are you doing?
The eyebrow?
Eyebrow?
He's saying I was considering the belly button, bro.
Yeah, he had to.
I was going to say foreskin, so at least he stayed above
God.
The belt.
Gotcha.
I thought you
break.
Might go there.
I can see. Oh, Nick would totally get a Prince Albert.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally get a Prince Albert.
I would not
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you would.
I don't care how under
he'd
the influence.
He'd get the Rodman dude. Instead of on the lip, you know?
No. Absolutely
you would,
not.
You would, if anyone on this show would get a Prince Albert,
it
would
be Joel.
No,
it no. would not.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, you, under the influence.
After
smoking the tea in a Bible
Damn
leaf.
It.
After smoking the tea in a Bible leaf, he might.
First of all, if anyone's going to be more under the influence more often,
it's going to
be you. And if anyone's going to do it under
which
the
means
influence,
I've gotten more reps.
Yes.
Which means the chances of me doing
more.
That.
Okay. Fair enough.
The best thing I could think of.
So. Yeah, fair enough.
By the way, I was at Urban Air this weekend.
We just argued who would get a Prince Albert.
I was at, speaking of the piercings and stuff, I was at Urban Air this weekend, which is the trampoline, indoor trampoline park. Right,
right. Right.
There's a 50-some-year-old father with two kids, probably 5, 6, 7 years old, and he's trying to look hip and cool and supervising and everything like that. And then he starts telling other kids what to do, and they start challenging him. He turns. He's got his nose pierced.
Oh, see? Nick.
What are you doing?
I would never.
Go get
I would
your people, Nick.
He's got to be in the same category as a dog jersey-wearing guy.
Nick, I know you would totally do a nose piercing. You are a liar. You
have to pay me a serious amount of money.
Would you shave your eyebrow? The line?
Absolutely not.
Nick is one of those guys that would get those bars on the back to make it look like his back has dimples.
I'll tell you what I'm guilty of.
You ever seen those chicks that do that?
No.
I got dimples in the back.
I'll tell you what I'm guilty of.
Okay.
I got a fade. And then you know how they used to like engrave lines into your fade?
Yeah. Yes.
I was guilty of that. And then from that, I was like, maybe I should put one of those lines in my eyebrow.
I could see that.
And I didn't do
it. You did the eyebrow line?
I considered
it. You did the ice, baby?
I considered it. I didn't do it.
Oh, God.
But I would never pierce my eyebrow or my belly button.
Or your nose.
Or get a Prince Albert or anything.
I feel like you would do the nose.
Or the nose.
I can see you with a hoop in your... You'd probably attach your wallet chain to your... Belly button piercing.
God, that would suck. God, that would suck.
We got to go to break. It's getting out of hand. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow, that was fun. Rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate taking us on the go wherever you may be on this beautiful day in the big city. What are you cackling about?
Somebody texted Ricky. Ricky texted. He said, hey, this is Ricky. When we were young, we tried to smoke weed for the first time. We rolled it up in printer paper and almost died.
Oh, bro.
Well, who's dumb enough to use printer paper? At least
seriously.
A Bible page is thin like a rolling paper.
Are you trying to
printer
make
printer paper?
When you use the Bible, were you being rebellious or were you hoping that it would save you?
He was trying to let everybody know he was becoming an atheist is what he
exactly.
was doing.
It was just a thing. It was... We had heard that you could do it, and we were like, oh, well, this will be cool. We'll get high off this Lipton tea, and we'll be cool and do it using this blank page from the front of the Bible. And it didn't. It was none of that. It was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Well, one of them. I mean, I've done some dumb things.
Printer paper is pretty dumb, too.
Printer paper is stupid. That's just way too thick. You probably got, like, the glossy, too. Like, the just lungs are just coated with lacquer.
What was the old stuff that had, like, you could, that like, the carbon paper?
The three-form?
The carbon paper, yeah. You'd be smoking that stuff. Jeez.
Dot matrix paper?
I still can't get over that you used a Bible page.
No, that's... I can't get over Nick had a tongue ring. That's crazy.
I never, ever... Had a
There's only
ring.
One reason to get one of those.
Never
either.
Even considered having a tongue ring ever.
I do like that you considered the eyebrow. Of all the things.
And that's what I asked that's outstanding. Earlier. That's the thing, too, where people do the whole like stripes in their eyebrow and things like that.
I never got that tongue ring. That's why I took 10,000 licks on that Tootsie Roll, because the tongue ring was in the way.
it wore it out. Look, see, somebody else. Barry, I'm with you. I've used Bible papers. See, there you go.
I'm with you?
Yeah.
Really? That guy should burn in hell too.
Nope, that's just it's just a thing, guys. Sorry,
that's weird.
A lot of people are saying I've been there, Barry. You ain't the only one ripping blank pages out of the Bible. Somebody said, "Holy smokes, stop it!"
That's pretty good
with the bad puns.
That was good. I like that.
And yeah, I figured you'd like
that.
Of course you would.
That was very good.
You worried about seeing a heavy dose of Marshawn Lynch for your Packers?
Nope.
No.
No. From what I saw of Marshawn Lynch. Obviously, in short yardage situations, he's still got something left. But
it's hard to tackle.
I saw their offensive line isn't opening up holes like the Titans. The biggest rushing concern I have this weekend is Russell Wilson.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't think that either one of those two guys scare me in terms of Seattle's backfield. And I think the other thing is...
But here's the problem, though. If if Marshawn Lynch is able to run the ball effectively, that keeps Aaron Rodgers off the field.
Sure, it's a big if, though.
Well, between you know, Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett being able to link up, Russell Wilson being able to get out of the pocket and extend plays, and you being able to run up the middle and having to respect that if Marshawn Lynch is on the field, that, I think, is why they want him more involved, because they need to, they know.
They have to have a running game.
They
which
know
they don't
that
have.
They have to go to some ball control offense.
And here's the thing. You can say Lockett all you want. DK Metcalf is a beast.
Yeah, that too.
And there's a guy the Packers considered in the draft and everybody let slide because they said he wasn't a great route runner. He killed it last week. He's killed it all year for Russell Wilson. He had 150-some yards, touchdown.
That play he made, that catch he made where he fell down, got back up, and scored.
Yep.
That was a hell of a catch, hell of a play.
No doubt. And because he had the wherewithal to hit the ground and pop right back up, got the score because he wasn't touched. So DK Metcalf's the guy they have to worry about. And again, look, Russell Wilson, been there, done that, played at Wisconsin, knows the weather. There's a guy, when you look at, because I was looking at situations where you didn't want the Eagles, you wanted them because of how beat up their team was. But there's a team that's played in cold weather. But you'd love a dome team like the Vikings or the Saints to go to Lambeau. Seattle, Russ has played in it. The rain, when it gets cold, is as close as you can get to bad conditions. So Seattle, you're not going to have a huge advantage if you're the Packers playing at Lambeau Field. And I was hoping for a snowstorm.
Well, I was going to say, what is the weather?
I hadn't seen if it had changed. It was supposed to be cold, but I didn't see any snow in the forecast.
Divisional round. ESPN will usually give it, right? Let's see here.
Little Uzi Flirt's probably going to be tweeting us.
Steven Uzit, yeah. Let's see. Well, if you're curious, the matchup predictor says Green Bay has a 66.3% chance of winning.
Okay.
Spread is -4. Money line on the Packers is -200, +175 for the Seahawks. And it looks like, well, I don't see weather. Damn, they have everything but the weather.
Just give me a segment, a break, and I can text my relatives. They can pretty much tell me what the forecast is going to be.
Yeah.
Look, I think I saw the biggest chance for the favorite to win was Kansas City, was it not?
You talking about spread-wise?
In terms of, and the percentage to win. I thought they said they gave the Chiefs like 80-some percent chance to win.
I could see that. I could totally see that. I mean, it's the highest spread. The spread, Chiefs favored by 9.5. Ravens favored by 9 over the Titans, the Niners favored by 7 over the Vikings, and the Packers favored by 4 over the Seahawks.
I would think the Seahawks, of all the teams that have a chance, underdogs with a chance for an upset, it would be the Seahawks. So we'll see what happens.
So I did my little, I mean, basically, that I have that being the closest game as well. I have it about a 24-23 game, and just based off of what they did in the regular season and so forth. So, yeah, and I do think, though, going on the road in Lambeau in the playoffs is a whole different beast.
Yeah,
it really is. So, but I do think of all four matchups, that is the closest two teams.
But here's the other thing.
Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think the Ravens are way better than the Titans. I think the Chiefs are better than the Texans. I won't say way better, but I don't think that defensively the Texans can stop the Chiefs. And that's going to be a big problem for them. Niners, I think, are better than the Vikings, although the Vikings are playing really good. It won't surprise me if the Vikings
are the hot team right now. Every year when you say the hot team has a chance to do some things, even from the wild card, Vikings are that team this year. And they have a chance. But look, the Niners at home, and they've got a ton of weapons on offense. Their defense is so good.
Yep.
That, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota gave them a game, but I don't anticipate the Vikings winning. And the thing that I told someone last night, we were talking about this, is, look, I'm so tired of seeing the Seahawks in any big game. You think about it. Even with replacement refs on Monday Night Football, the Packers had victory stolen from them because of a call. They had a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game and found a way on an onside kick to lose that game to Seattle.
Yeah.
Nothing will surprise me, and nothing makes me feel good about the Seahawks coming to Green Bay.
Do you agree or disagree that if the Titans and the Texans win, it's a surprise?
Absolutely.
If the Seahawks or the Vikings win, not a big surprise.
Completely agree.
Okay.
I think it would be somewhat of a surprise, especially with the Niners, because they've been so dominant, especially the second half of the season.
Okay.
But I think overall, yeah, I would go that route.
Yeah. I actually, in my picks, I think I went 2-for-4 last week. I took all the dogs and the points and ended up hitting with the Titans and the Vikings and missed with the Eagles and the Bills. And same thing again this week. I'm taking all the dogs and the points. So I think these scores are inside of as far as betting goes. Like, I think that Ravens-Titans game, 27-21, and the line is 9. So I would take the Titans and the points, but I still think the Ravens win. That's the crazy thing. As I'm taking all the dogs with the points, but But I think all the favorites win the games.
Okay.
So.
All right. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out because there's going to be some good football. And again, y'all got to love it when there's two on Saturday, two on Sunday, so your whole weekend can be consumed with just football watching.
And can we talk real quick about why it's taken so long to play this national championship game in college football? This is like, we still have another week to go.
Yeah.
Why is this?
We talked about it the other day.
Why are we dragging this out?
In the fact that we like the fact that they get the semifinal games out of the way earlier. But now you, the wait between the two semis and the national championship game. Not only are you waiting for guys to get well, these guys are not only healthy, but good Lord, they might be losing some on field cardio stamina because of the you haven't been scrimmaging or playing.
This is too long.
I agree.
This should have happened this week.
Normally, it used to be like January 3rd. We mentioned that the other day.
Yeah.
All the big New Year's Day bowl games, and then the national championship was 2 days later.
This is crazy.
Well, there you go. What's not crazy is you still got an hour left to go in the show. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.